Welcome back to Illinois Realtors Podcast. I'm John Broadbrooks, Vice President for Illinois Realtors. In just a few weeks, many Illinois Realtors will be heading to Washington, D.C. to take part in the National Association of Realtors legislative meetings. We call it mid-year. Among this group are some 20 people who spend time talking with members of Congress, both representatives and senators. And of course, I'm referring to Illinois Realtors' federal political coordinators, more commonly known as FPCs. Today, I'm joined by two longtime FPCs who play a huge role in realtor advocacy for the association. With me are Nakia Pipion McGriff, a broker with Dreamtown Realty in Chicago, and Max Mitchell, a broker with Remax Realty Associates in Champaign. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Both of you have served as FPCs for a number of years. So, Max, let's start with the basics. Just what is an FPC and what do they do?
John, an FPC is the realtor, the National Association, the State Association, and local association voice to the member of Congress. So, first of all, you do have to have a relationship with that individual. My congressman is Congressman Rodney Davis from the 13th Congressional District. He's located in Taylorville, Illinois, and I'm located in Champaign. So geographically, we're a little bit challenged, but at the same time, he does represent our area, and he has an office right across the street from my office. But we do any issues that arise that affect real estate, NAR sends out a call to action just the same as the state does. And our responsibility is to be first up and talk to our congressman, either by call to action emails, or sometimes they do ask you to pick up the telephone and give them a call. The other obligation that you have is that responsibility for NAR is that you have to make four contacts over the year. So that's quarterly, that's a bare minimum, but also they like to hear from you. There's a reporting process that FPCs provide information so that the lobbyists in Washington can review any meetings that you have had or check presentations so that they have an opportunity to refer to it.
Nakia, I'm curious, how did you get interested in becoming an FPC?
Well, John, I actually started researching legislative items that impacted the transaction right around the downturn. So about 2008, I was experiencing a lot of sellers who were underwater, who was just struggling, didn't know what direction to do. Should they keep their home? Should they do loan modifications? And so one of my initial issues that we discussed with not only Congressman Bobby Rush, but with other congressional leaders was the Mortgage Debt Forgiveness Act. So I saw that as a way to really champion the homeowners who were really hard hit with the downturn, being that they were, really underwater and couldn't afford to keep the property, whether it was people that had medical conditions that, in turn meant they couldn't work as much and, again, had financial considerations that really impacted their ability to keep the home. So that was one of the first bills that I was really passionate about, and I kind of just took off from there.
So having realtors from a congressional district who are actually in the district talk to a representative or senator is really important. Why is that, Max?
Well, first of all, you do need to be knowledgeable about the issues. And one of the things right now is being able to have the flood insurance continue on into the future, because that does adversely affect real estate transactions when the flood issue is the flood insurance is time up. So we're trying to get a long-term extension. But it's just that a connection with the congressman, always reminding them that if they have questions about any issues that might affect the real estate, that they can look at us as being an expert in our own local locale. And which is also good, because National Association of Realtors does provide us with good, sound information.
Now, I know both of you have been to D.C. many times for mid-year and done the round of visits. But I'm curious, Nikki, if you could sort of share, what is the mid-year week like for an FPC?
Well, mid-year is probably the most hectic week of our year. I typically have anywhere from 6 to 8 meetings a day. And those could be not only with my legislative congressman and his team, but also assisting other FPCs in meeting with their congressional leaders. But we also have to do preparation. And so we meet as a group a couple, at least once or twice a day with different FPCs. You also get to share stories and things like that. But you're looking at a 12 to 14 hour day typically for the week that I'm there in D.C.
Yeah, I could tell you from experience, because I usually sit in on a number of these. I mean, it is you are hustling from one end of Capitol Hill sometimes to the other, you know, bouncing back and forth. It is not an easy experience, but it is a critically important experience. My understanding is that every FPC also is responsible for coming up with a team. Max, can you talk a little bit about that?
John, the team is made up of members that are located in the different locales. I know that in the Chicagoland area, the congressional district can be pretty compact. But again, our district covers from the state line down by the St. Louis area all the way through Champaign and Bloomington. So we do have also some diverse interests. So it's good to have members throughout the state, in my case, that are on the team. And basically, it's again, it builds camaraderie with the congressman. And it also gives him a go-to person when there's issues that he needs to find out more information about. Because not all the time do members of Congress think the way that a realtor might think.
I've been in some of these meetings, and it's really clear that the FPCs do have sort of a really good bond with the person that they're assigned to. Nakia, how important is this relationship?
Well, I think the entire purpose of the FPC program is to build that relationship so that if there are issues that come across their desk, that we've already built an existing relationship where we can have those conversations. And sometimes they're tough conversations. And I think it's much easier to have those difficult conversations when our FPCs have already spent time building a personal relationship, and not only just a one way, but certainly reaching out to our legislators to say, hey, how can we support you in district as well? So it's not always saying, hey, can you do this for us? Many times our FPC teams are you know, volunteering at different events. We're present at many of their in-district events. And we're, again, trying to build sort of that two-way relationship.
So Illinois Realtors has a long history of engaging with our federal representatives. And in fact, over the course of the past several years, we've done a lot of in-district meetings as well with congressional representatives. Nakia, why is it important to do that? I mean, it can't just be a once-a-year type thing.
No, John, you're absolutely correct. It has to be an ongoing contact, if you will. Again, most important, I think, for FPCs and the contact teams are to show the support in district, to show our legislators that, again, we're not here just once a year to ask for some things or thank you for supporting bills, but to say, hey, this is an ongoing relationship. We want to be there. We want to bring other realtor members to your events to show that, hey, your community of realtors that are involved cares about what's happening and that we're involved and engaged. So that, again, once, you know, if we ever have to have difficult conversations about legislative items, that it's a much easier conversation because the two parties trust each other.
Well, thank you, Nakia and Max. They'll both be in Washington, D.C. May 13th through 18th, running from one side of Capitol Hill to another. And we'll no doubt have a few updates from them on the road. Nakia and Max are Illinois Realtors making a difference for our industry. And to learn more about the FPCs, you can go to our website, illinoisrealtors.org.